It's no horse and pony show. It's a musical trail ride through the rough and tumble backcountry of America. Wrong Side of the Tracks with Chip McCabe. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
A poor boy from the wrong side of the tracks.
Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, and as we do every week, well, almost every week, starting us off up in the irons, Iron Maiden, Flight of Icarus. You know, I don't believe that metal bands necessarily should or do have greatest hits albums like pop artists do, but if you made an Iron Maiden greatest hits album, that would Flight of Icarus would be on there, right? I mean, it has to be. Hands down, one of their best tunes. We haven't played Flight of Icarus in a long, long, long time, and I figured that we'd bust it out. It is one of our most played Iron Maiden songs. I know because I'm keeping track. Because I'm a nerd who loves spreadsheets. All right, so we got a big show for you guys this week. We've got album celebrating anniversary. We're bringing back a special segment that we haven't done since prior to our hiatus earlier this summer. And we've also got some new stuff. And, you know, last week, our very good friend of the show, Lord Gates, was here guesting with us. Awesome stuff. You can listen to that up in the Cygnus Radio archives at cygnusradio.com. And Lord Gates, obviously being originally from Connecticut, although now down in North Carolina, and I here living in Connecticut, although not originally from, we're talking about Connecticut albums and how many great Connecticut albums there were for metal bands this year. And, you know, bands like Bone Church and Cemetery Moon and Intercourse. And we just kept going on and gushing about some of these bands. But we forgot one, Lord Gates. We forgot one. And that's Afghan Haze. Because they put out a new record this year back in August called Sermons of Filth and Disgust. And it's a ripper. Let's give you a track off of that right now. This is Afghan Haze. This is Coffin Burners. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio. And that right there, three killer new tracks from three albums, two of which are about to be released and one that already has been. That right there, band out of Birmingham, Alabama, called Ectovoid. And they've got a new record coming out January 9th through Everlasting Spew called In Unreality's Coffin. It is shaping up to be one of the first great extreme metal albums of 2026. And we gave you the track Collapsing Spiritual Nebula, one of a couple singles they've released off of this album so far. Ectovoid, the name of the band. Before that, we gave you a band out of the UK, Lickgate. And that would be L-Y-C-H, Lickgate. And they have a new record coming out December 19th through Dibber Morty Productions called Precipice. And from what I've heard so far, this is phenomenal. They've released a couple tracks off of it, including the one we just played. Renunciation was the name of the tune. Lickgate, again, killer, killer stuff. And then starting off the block from my backyard here in Connecticut, Afghan Haze, from the album they dropped back in August called Sermons of Filth and Disgust. We gave you the track Coffin Burners. Just a really, really solid album from Afghan Haze. Love it. All right, so I mentioned early on we're bringing back one of our special segments. It is the Heavy Metal World Tour. The Heavy Metal World Tour. It's coming back. And we're going all the way out to Warsaw, Poland. You know, in the 90s and into the early 2000s, Poland was known as a hotbed for some killer death metal. They still are, as we will see in this block. But in my travels through the sonic realm of Warsaw, Poland this week, there are a lot of really good doom bands as well, including this one right here, who dropped a new record this year we'll get to in a minute. This is Metalus, off their We're All Doomed album, and we are. This is Hell's Mage. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, a block of killer new music, all from Warsaw, Poland, as part of our heavy metal world tour. In Warsaw, Poland, of course, the capital and largest city of the country of Poland, generating some pretty killer bands, including right there a band called Sphere, who on May 9th of this year put out a new album called Inferno. And we gave you the track off of that called Canto for Avaricia. So there you go. Sphere is the name of that band. Before that, we gave you a band called Nefarious, who just dropped a record on September 17th called Cosmic Crypt. We gave you the title track off of that one. And starting off the block, Metallus, We're All Doomed. That's the name of the album. Came out back in March 20th of this year. And we gave you Hell's Mage off of that album. And really dig that record. Really dig that tune. So it's time for us now to go into bands and albums, celebrating anniversaries. And we've got some big ones. This is all death metal, just so you know. Some very important death metal records, including from one of the most important death metal bands of all time. That would be Bolt Thrower. On November 24th, 1994, they released their Four Victory album through Earache Records. Let's give you a track off that right now. This one's called When Glory Beckons. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three extremely important death metal albums all released this week, including one from Carnage, November 27th, 1990. Carnage released their only album, Dark Recollections, through Necrosis Records. And this band was kind of formed out of sort of the skeleton of Dismember, And then Michael Amott, who played on this album, would go and join Carcass shortly after its release. And the other three members would bring back this band Dismember, who would also go on to be an immensely influential death metal band. Carnage, one of the first bands also to really put forth that sort of Swedish sound of death metal, and one of the first to record at Sunlight Studios in Stockholm. So there you go. Before that, Cryptopsy released their debut album, Blasphemy Made Flesh, on November 25th, 1994, through Invasion Records. We gave you the track Born Headless off of that one. And starting off the block, Bolt Thrower, November 24th, 1994, so just one day apart from that Cryptopsy album. They released their album For Victory through Earache, and we gave you When Glory Beckons. All right, time for us to finish off now. As a tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is Black Sabbath. We always finish the show with Sabbath. And I heard this song earlier in the week, and I thought, maybe if I heard this song. I haven't heard this song in a long time. We haven't played it in a long time. And it's a special tune because it's got Bill Ward, the drummer, on vocals. This is Black Sabbath. This is It's All Right. Till next week, kids.
Your friend.